John Cena shit.
Oh, the John Cena shit. Well, by the way, we started. All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Car Culture Malawi. This is your host, Fateh, speaking. And this is episode number 3. And yeah, it has been a while since I released it. Due to the main reason that it was the month of Ramadan, and I was quite a very busy time for me to actually get any podcast out there. But now that I'm done with the month, I do feel I can get back on track, and I'll be able to release episodes every Sunday, hopefully. And I hope from here, yeah, it will be a regular thing. So I will not take as long to release an episode like the way I did right now. So just to get back into the groove of things, we're going to continue with the podcast. And today with me, I have two guests. I have my friend Ishant, which you met last time.
How's it, guys?
And then I got a new friend here who's joined us today, Muhammad Wahaj.
Hey, guys. Hope you're doing well.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Ishant, you do know, like, all our programs, not all, I only got like 2 out and 1 person. So, like, last program,
you're getting ahead of yourself now.
Yeah, tell me about it. It feels like I already done it for a while. So, okay, like our previous programs, usually any newcomer that comes in, we ask him what his first car was, his current car, his future car. In future car, there are 2 categories. There's future obtainable, where you'd obtain it in a few years to come, and then there's one where it's like
a desired
car, you could call it. Exactly. Then there's a desired future obtainable car. So I think we can get started with you,
Mama. Yeah, so my first car was a Hilux, 2013 model,
Pretty generous for a first car, right?
Yeah. Cause, my first car was this year. I got my first car this year.
No. I mean, your first car to drive, a Hilux. That's like that could be my my current car.
Or future obtainable.
Yeah, exactly.
That's actually dope, man. I mean, having your first car to be a Hilux, that's
no, because you guys. Let me tell you one thing. Uh-huh. I'm not a small car or saloon car type of a guy. I'm a pickup guy,
still 2013, just say. Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a monster type, I like monster
SUVs
cars,
and big cars, so off-roaders. Yeah. You're the off-road kind of version. Yeah. So you're saying 2013 Hilux,
I modified it as well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I modified it and then sold it as well.
Well, before you sold it, what modifications did you actually do to it?
I modified the rims,
like
the tires, the width, around 2 inches, and the suspension.
Wait, how can you get the rims? Okay, so rims, suspension, and go ahead.
And the interior as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the exterior as well. The grill and other stuff.
So aesthetics, you're talking about, you've done modification to the aesthetics, the way the car was supposed to be looking, or the way it was supposed to be designed to look. Or you also talked about the functionality, that's in terms of bigger tires, better shocks, kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So you kind of gave it more of a rugged look, but at the same time, it mustn't also look rugged, but it must also perform in a way that it was meant to be rugged,
exactly,
in a way. Yeah, okay. Did you do any of what do you call those, lights or bars or
LED
bars?
I was actually thinking of that, but before doing that, I had to sell it.
Oh, okay.
I really hate those guys, when you give them dim light and they still don't give you dim light. So I was,
secret weapon kind of thing.
My idea was to put, those LED lights, those bars on top of the roof.
Yeah.
And 2 LED lights, the bulb, the round ones, on the bull bar.
Yeah.
And two more on the thing.
What are you trying to do?
Wait, is it legal at this point? I mean,
you're not allowed to put a bar and everything
in Malawi.
Blind people. No, you're not allowed.
In Malawi, I heard it was not allowed at some point. Eh?
What? Bull bars?
Massive LED lights, you're not allowed. If they catch you, they're actually fine for
it. No, actually, you know, I've seen some Amarok, orange Amarok in Malawi.
Yeah.
Which has those type of lights. Like it has its own Stoke lights. And they've added more lights. It's a Mozambican car. So you just imagine how Mozambicans, you know, they put
But that's the thing. It's got a Mozambican number plate. They wouldn't catch it. But now they imagine.
I would get some legal documents, you know, from
I don't think Malawi. But anyways, if that was the case, well, first of all, I'm not going to... I mean, it is nice to be blinding people at some point, but it's not encouraging. I mean,
nice. I think the word is fun, but then
nice. Yeah, it should be fun.
Definitely.
What would actually should be legal is the one where you get those at the back, like when you get those high beams at the back where people will shine at you and then it hits on your mirrors and stuff like that.
Put a floodlight. Wow. By the time it switches on completely, everything is done. Like, it's gone.
He's probably overtaken you. You've taken a different turn.
Probably
home. Oh, man. All right. So, yeah, that was your first car.
Yeah.
Second car, your current car. What is your current car you drive right now? You said you sold the Hilux.
Yeah, so my current car right now is a Camry.
Yeah, yeah.
2002 model.
Oh, well, you kind of went from a bigger car right now to a smaller car.
Yeah.
Kind of. The engine is pretty big. Probably 2.5?
I'm talking about the chassis.
It doesn't matter. But
dumbass. Oh, okay, sorry viewers, I mean Dumas.
Just go ahead. just put a beep.
Alright.
Okay, yeah.
Alright, carry on.
Carry
on.
Yeah, okay, so Camry 2002.
Yeah.
It's automatic, I believe, 2.5 liter six cylinder.
Yeah, exactly.
Drives like a charm, that's one thing. Comfort. Wait, is it the one that comes with the leather seats inside?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay,
it's a full option.
Nice. Okay, the full house option.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually cool. Okay. Let me ask you this: in town, you've got the big Hilux and you've got the Camry. Which one do you prefer to drive in town more often? And which one does your daily commute much more better or gets your job done much more better?
If I had the Hilux before I sold it, I would have used that Hilux and left this Camry at home. Because Camry is, first of all, it has a huge consumption of petrol.
Yeah. Compared to the Hilux? Wait, the Hilux is a diesel, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, diesel is... It's actually...
And,
really,
you know,
like, consumption.
For the thing, it has a 2.5 liter six-cylinder. So it has to already... It's already consuming a lot of petrol. Plus, the exhaust has a, you know...
A leakage.
Leakage over there, so...
Oh, okay. So, okay, that's good. Okay, yeah, that is a very big reason for it. But assuming you fix the leakage, hypothetically, if the leakage had to be fixed, the consumption, would it still be better than the Hilux? Would it be at least as good as the Hilux or still worse than the Hilux?
Worse than the Hilux.
Okay, so it's quite a very...
And you know, I wouldn't fix the exhaust as well.
Why not, man?
Yeah, I should ask you the same question. Why aren't you fixing your noisy rocket?
It's not a problem. It's actually modified.
That was meant to be like that.
I was built. Yours was a mistake. Mine was not a mistake.
It was a default.
It was by default.
Yeah, so no, the same thing. I was like, no, it's a default issue. But like my car, it's a problem. Because I used it a lot.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's free of charge. And you had to pay for doing all that, you know.
But, I mean, mine gives sound... like intended sound,
as mine as well, but yours
annoying,
like, you know,
but still intended.
Yeah, and you know, like
to you guys.
Yeah, to you, not to me as well. I like the sound as well.
We go. 2-0.
Have you tried sitting
case
in the car half an hour?
I was in the same car. We went like to where did we go for a thing for the distribution?
Was it a Catholic university?
Yeah.
No, wait.
Yeah.
Catholic university. Catholic university. Yeah, yes.
That should be 17 kilometers.
Yeah, and
that road was actually really nice. But one thing I just hated about that road was during the rush hour. No, there was no bumps. The rush hour, you'd get a lot of
pedestrians.
Not pedestrians, especially in the small townships, you get a lot of minibuses and people in the market. Yeah, but it's like a closed, like that area, it gets really crowded. So, like, you hit it full throttle nicely, right? Yeah. But once you reach that, you kind of block, you've got a long way before you come out of town, you know?
For that,
so you to let off the throttle again.
And the other thing, it might also have troubled you for petrol consumption as well, because you had changing gears and everything, not like on a constant.
Actually, because it's an automatic, and normally the changing of the gears thing, it's a very rare case unless I'm going for a spirited drive or something. What I would do is, in such a situation, I just leave it on drive the whole time. So I would let the car use the torque according to the way it feels much more better. Because then if I had to personally do the changing of the gears myself, I'll definitely be using a little bit more fuel than I intended to. But like I said, all that stopping in between the townships and it gets crowded, if I had to do the manual changing gear kind of thing, I'd end up using a lot of fuel within the car. So yeah, it was actually a good drive. I mean, that road itself, if you take it from CU and you keep going straight until you meet the junction where you come out through, you come back to Blantyre through the other road, I think Chigumula.
Yeah.
Those road stretches are amazing. I mean, for a spirited drive.
The one from after the police barrier going towards till the
third which comes the Chambo Fishery roundabout.
Yeah.
Yes.
From there going towards Mulanji.
That's
the best road.
And then you get the turn back and then you come back. Those roads are amazing. Like if you had to go for a spirited drive.
I see you. So I know that road like I knew that road. I go every day to see you on that road. So
That was on your vets, right?
Yeah, I'm
your small vets.
My 1 liter vets.
Yeah. That was like his first car. I mean, imagine you know how tall Ishant is, right?
Yeah, and
so
I can imagine
he actually had to get the seats readjusted for him to actually be able to sit on the vets.
And how would, I think the gears, the accelerator.
No, it's fine. Everything else is good. I mean, as soon as the seats go at the back, you're good.
He's a tall guy. He modified the seating position, that was enough for him.
Yeah,
for...
but no one could sit behind me, though. Yeah, like there's no leg room. Like literally no leg room.
All his friends had to jump in the friends' cars. If you had to take friends over, they'll be like, just follow me.
That's why I said for the first car, you had a pretty good car for the first car. That's what I was trying to tell
thing,
you.
For me, the other thing was my plus point, I should say. I got, you learned driving and got a car after same time. I learned driving and after, I should say, 7 or 8 years after learning a car, I got my own car. So maybe
that's
would
actually
be a plus point as well.
I used to sneak around and drive my dad's car.
No,
like
I wasn't
from 12, when I was 12 years old. That's when I started driving from high school.
I wasn't over here, that's the thing.
Why are you here? I'm trying to show good influence here. Why are you here?
I did that. It didn't mean that.
Actually, I would have done the same. Given the opportunity, I would definitely have done the same, honestly. If I got a chance to drive a car earlier.
I
paid
my driver for that.
I actually started driving, I think, when I was 16 or 17, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and
that's when I actually got behind the
wheel.
So
I was 15 or 16 as well.
I started from 12, imagine.
Yeah.
Well,
I think I think just put a beep on all these areas because if the kids.
I highly doubt.
It's
all right.
It's a car show.
Yeah.
Everything was supposed to go out from the roaring sounds of the engine to our expressions to our passionate love for cars and whatnot. So it all kind of works out in that sense. So your current car is a Camry. Now we go on to the next the next section of the topic, your future obtainable car and your future desirable car. So let's talk about your future obtainable car.
My future obtainable car can be the Nissan Titan. Titan.
We just saw that a few minutes ago.
Yeah, and
by the way, guys, this is not pre-recorded. So that car kind of looks like a
Ford Raptor.
Yeah, Ford Raptor cross Navara looking like thing, but it's big.
It's like a baby of Navara
and Ford, Ford Raptor, yeah. Definitely.
You know, I wouldn't prefer seeing a baby of Navara and Raptor, but I would say father of Nissan, the Navara and.
Yeah, it's kind of bigger than a Navara.
And the brother of Raptor, I should say.
That makes everything so much more complicated.
Exactly.
It's easy to get
through. It's actually, he's right, you know. He's also a much more easier way. It's a baby. If you get like two cars, you get a crossbreed of them, you come up with something. You cannot have two.
You can't have a baby for brother and a father.
That makes sense. That's like your Frankenstein. You cut the hands off this guy and you feed it onto that guy so he can look like that guy. So it's kind of a baby, a crossbreed, like you call it.
Crossbreed.
the podcast is going to PG-18 now.
It is PG-18 actually. It's unrated. My podcast is unrated.
Okay.
So anybody, anything you say is all right.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. Okay. Like beep. There we go. So yeah, your future obtainable car is a Nissan Titan. Now your future desirable car.
The Supra.
Which one is that?
The 2019.
Oh, okay. You actually like it?
Yeah.
What makes you like the Supra 2019 so much? From all the cars that are actually out there right now, we're talking about the Lamborghinis, the Ferraris, the Aston Martins, the Nissan GTRs, the Skylines. Shut up. I'll give you also a chance options. The Teslas. So what?
No, I have no.
Makes you actually like the Supras?
No, but the Supra is looking more like that. Which one is that?
GT 86.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
it's,
no, very it looks like a Tesla.
It looks like a Z4. It even looks like a Z4.
Have you seen the interior for the Supra?
I'm just talking about the exterior. It looks like a Z4.
Not necessarily. It kind of has a GT86 look to it. The chassis is a little bit smaller. By the way, have a look at its interior. You'll find something very relatable to it.
Yeah, I mean,
this is the 2019 Supra. Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually. He looked it up.
I've
already seen it. Probably driven it in Gran Turismo as well. Just recharged.
Okay.
Yeah. So the reason I should say it's got a 3-liter engine.
It's an inline six built by BMW. Yeah.
And it's got the powers of
it's okay.
I mean, it's the so far the best inline sixes right now made in the world is by BMW. Sorry, you could go ahead.
And it's got a 335 horsepower. Power.
Which is not bad. Yeah. One thing I gotta give it to you about the new Supras compared to the old Supra. The old Supra's chassis, like the wheels thing, from the front wheel and the rear wheel, it was very long car.
Yeah.
Compared to the new Supras. Yeah. The new Supra is a kind of shorter chassis. So like having a long car, assuming you're going for a drive on a rocky canyon road or a twisty road, it's kind of like asking for a death wish because that thing had power. At the same time, by the time you handle such power with such a long chassis, it was a bit disturbing.
Yeah,
but now this one has a short wheel base.
It's a rear wheel drive, right?
Yeah, definitely. Rear wheel drive, short wheel base. Mm. It's like the perfect car, you know? It's just perfect for turns. It's got the power. Only thing right now, currently, it comes in an automatic option, but the Supra or Toyota company have heard the fans and they said they are planning or they are thinking of a manual at some point.
And the other reason
appreciated and welcomed. Yeah.
The other reason I go for Supra is that like it's got a good speed, like, you know, I should say from 0 to 60 it takes 4.1 seconds.
Yeah, it's also actually not a bad car.
Like, I'm also a speed type of a guy. Yeah. You know, I like 2 days ago I told you I had a race with Mercedes. I don't know if I wish that person.
It's an AMG kitted Mercedes.
Yeah, and I wish that person is listening right now. I really enjoyed, and you know, I was driving in Navara, and he was driving.
Whoever it is with a Mercedes,
white
AMG.
The Mercedes. Yeah,
number plate MN, I think so, and I don't know
stop
the rest.
Saying stop saying details.
No, I just
the police could be listening also. No, I just street racing right here. Allegedly, and it's not even
like that guy. Mozambique,
right? It's in Mozambique, right? We're talking about the race in Mozambique, right?
Yeah,
it's not in Malawi, this race, eh? Yeah. Allegedly racing.
And listen. And you know the thing, that guy was enjoying his ride, and you know, I just liked his car, and you know, I had that feeling, you know,
to bug him.
Yeah, just to bug him, and you know, and then.
You kind of initiated it.
Yeah. I was the one who started it.
It was kind of the
but I enjoyed, and he must have seen I'm a daredevil as well, because there was like, you know, if this was a video, I would have shown the viewers, the listeners, how the race was. So this is exactly like the cars over here, and I had a space that if I miscalculated, then I would have.
But that's every race. That's how it's.
That guy, you know, he was
first of many races.
Yeah. In Malawi, you know, I don't think you could do this in Malawi as well.
You can only do it in Malawi.
It's never the roads. It's the drivers.
Yeah.
A race is not done according to the road. But guys, I do not encourage street racing.
Yeah.
Even in Malawi, wherever you are, and wherever you do it, make sure you do it in an open road or it's a safe environment.
Make sure you're safe.
Yeah. Always stay safe. Allegedly, never race in the country where you're doing your podcast in. So all our races are basically done in Mozambique.
Yeah,
allegedly.
Pretty much. Yeah. So keep it that way.
We're always there.
I never race.
Yeah. We're always here obeying the law, traffic lights.
Yeah.
No skid marks, nothing.
Does Malawi even have traffic lights? First of all.
We do have quite a few.
By the court, yes, there's traffic lights there.
I mean, in terms of the road usability, Malawi is still trying to get there. It's a developing country at the end of the day. We're a third world country. We're not like a second world or a first world country. So
we come number three on the poorest country in the world.
But yeah, so see, there's still people out there, I mean, loving cars in a country where
there are not roads
meant for us. So, I mean, we're doing quite well.
Yeah, I mean, kinda.
I
guess so.
Kinda. Shans. Silence. No. Questions. Okay, we know your future potential car is a Supra.
Yeah. Supra.
Okay. So Haj, assuming you get the Titan, Nissan Titan.
Yeah.
What are the modifications you think you'd do to it?
The only modifications, you know, you can do in a pickup, like, you know, make it a monster truck, and you can.
Make it much more aggressive in terms of higher suspensions and like, wire, just like, you know, bigger wheels.
Yeah, the suspension, like, you know, the FJ Cruiser.
Bull bars.
Yeah, bull bars and all this stuff. Like, just like make it a furious, like, you know, when people see it from the front, it should be like a furious car or something.
So a more aggressive looks, like I was mentioning just now. So you're giving it a very aggressive look with an aggressive aesthetic. I'm guessing you're not going to go into a lot of the drivetrain and performance apart from the suspension.
And for the engine, I would also change the engine.
Why would you change the engine on the Nissan Titan? It should have come with a very good engine as it is, right?
No, like now the cheapest, I should say, are the 2.5s. So I would go, like, I would prefer for the 3-liter.
So instead of buying
2.5, why don't you just buy 3?
That's what I was about to say.
Like, you know, over here they have those, I should say, the cheap ones over here, like, you know, those crap.
So okay, you're not gonna buy a brand new from the showroom. You're gonna buy something which is going to,
I get
it's,
you. Right
it's going
now.
To cost me like buying two engines, used engines. So it's better to just
Fair enough. I get it. So I understand now. So buy like a second hand one and have an engine swap done on it. That should be a good build. You just should. What I suggest is you actually find an engine. That actually is able to fit in there, and
it's gonna be very complicated with a new car.
Not really. If you kind of do your research, new cars, it's usually because of the electronics and the wirings like, and whatnot.
Considering the fact that you're in Malawi, I mean,
You kind of have to do it. You kind of have to do your research. Actually, you don't even if you're in Malawi and if you kind of do your research, you can actually build the car even like if it's in Malawi. You can easily do an engine swap.
The previous car, the Hilux. In Malawi, when I checked the cost of modifying it, it was like double the price I modified it. Like I modified it cheaper because I got the stuff from South Africa, and South Africa has you also know that, you know, it's got cheaper spare parts as well.
No, you know, you're right in terms of the being able to modify in Malawi. It's does become kind of a hassle in a way, but it's actually, if you do your research right and you are able to do it and you do find the right resources, the right people, you're easily able to build the car you're desiring to build. We do have a few friends who have done a lot of great amazing jobs here. Shout out to Longe Car Pal for all your car for all your modification needs. He's a great friend, really has done a great job. He has built himself a BMW E30 four-door. And yeah, he has done awesomely a great job on it. So, guys, I guess we can call this podcast.
Yeah, we
can do that.
Well, Haj, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you so much for coming. And definitely will be nice to have you on the next podcast. Willing to hear what you've been doing or what you're going to be end up doing with your Camry, if you're modifying or doing anything to it also in future. So definitely we'll be up and ready for it. Ishant?
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. I mean,
you've
really
been a silent bastard.
Yeah, I mean, I've been silent because it's his day, you know, let him talk.
It's everybody's day. At Car Culture, it's everybody's day. Everybody's welcome. You guys are always welcome. So definitely on the next podcast, we're going to have hopefully more people. We're going to be doing a lot more, hopefully.
We're going to talk about the new cars which have come out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have to. Oh, definitely. No, I'm looking forward to that. I mean, we kind of started a bit late today.
But I feel like the main topic right now is that we should talk about how, you know, all these brands are trying to go all electric.
Not all of them.
No, many people are.
No. Did you know that Toyota and Nissan have started rebuilding previous engine parts all over again for the previous non-aspirated engine cars?
Yes.
The RB26 is being rebuilt. That's by Nissan. They're actually going back into building that. I mean, it's a topic that makes sense.
Many brands are reconsidering.
It depends on the country. I think they
let's
are
keep
actually
this for the
next. No, definitely we'll keep it for the next podcast. But it's actually a really good topic because there are a few companies out there that are actually trying to emerge into the electric sector. But let's not also forget there are countries in Africa and in Asia that have still not been able to integrate into their electric system. So it's only a few companies, you know. So it's only a few countries that are able to implement it. Manufacturers are still producing cars for other
and
countries
other
that
thing,
are able to
the
maintain
other thing,
it.
You know, electric cars, you know, they don't come to countries like they're not going to all countries.
Yeah, that's what I just mentioned right now.
Malawi, I think this is a high cost as well.
It's not a high cost. It's like you said, the country is not yet able to implement the use of electric cars.
Yeah.
There's no electric charging power stations and things like that. So with this, guys, I'm just going to say thank you very much. If you have any more questions, please feel free to by the way, Wahaj, I believe you do have an Instagram handle.
Yeah.
What's your Instagram?
Pick Instinct.
Pick
Instinct.
Okay, pick pick underscore instinct.
No, it's pick instinct.
Just one.
Yeah, pick PIC. INSTINCT.
Okay, so Pick Instinct on Instagram, and we've got Ishant Mystery also on Instagram,
yeah.
And we've got Car Culture Malawi right here on Instagram. So if you have any questions, please feel free to send all your queries and questions to Car Culture Malawi Instagram, and I'll be there to answer your questions on the next podcast. And if you have any more further questions you'd like to ask, or any further topics you'd like us to talk about, please feel free to throw them in. Sorry, this has been a very short podcast, but I really had to go out there and show you guys that I'm still available. I'm still going to be doing podcasts, and I'll be here next week. Just wanted to get back into the vibe, and thank you so much, guys, for coming over. We're definitely going to make another podcast hopefully soon. And guys, drive safe, stay safe on the roads, and until next time, stay safe.